Hello and welcome to this Control Risks podcast. We're going to be looking at the French election results. We've just had Emmanuel Macron win 66% of the vote in the second round of the presidential election. His rival Marine Le Pen got 34%. Emmanuel Macron formed the En Marche political movement very recently. It's not really a political party such as we know it. And he's faced with the formidable task of fighting the parliamentary elections in June. With me to discuss the scale of this task is David Lee, our senior Europe analyst. David, just what has Emmanuel Macron got ahead of him?
Yeah, I think from several weeks ago, really, even before the election, when it looked as if it was going to be Macron versus Le Pen, a lot of focus was shifting onto the parliamentary elections and what would happen in them, largely because the maths just didn't add up for Le Pen to beat Macron at all, really. So the month we're going to see now in between the presidential and the parliamentary elections on the 11th and 18th of June, it's going to be very interesting as En Marche start to put together a slate of candidates. They've said they're going to make their initial announcement on that, possibly the full list on Thursday coming. Now, as you say, they're a very new political party, not really even a party as such. They don't have any of the local machines that the Socialist Party or the Republicans have, or even the National Front for that matter. And it's going to be really interesting to see who they put forward. I think winning a strong position, a majority is probably beyond a movement such as En Marche at the moment, but I think winning a strong position is going to be crucial for Macron in his first year of office to make those signature changes that new French presidents all want.
So whatever happens, even with the best result for Emmanuel Macron and En Marche, he's going to be faced with a National Assembly that's a pretty mixed bunch, quite a rowdy, not very cooperative bunch of people. France is used to what they call cohabitation, where you have different strands of the political spectrum trying to work together. It's not always an easy relationship. Do you think he's going to be able to get much of his much vaunted programme through?
Yeah, France has had three real spells of cohabitation. They've all been, each one's been easier than the previous one was. Broadly speaking. So I think this time there's also a sense from the other parties that if they do get in and cooperate with Macron, then they might be able to mould his agenda a little bit towards theirs, largely because he's so new and a lot of his policy platform is either fairly untested or in many cases remains to be written. So I think there will be keenness to work with him. Whether that ends up as a former coalition, I very much doubt. And I do think it's possible that there could be difficulties maintaining ad hoc relationships, looking to his left to pass social legislation, then looking to his right to pass economic reform. I think that that kind of ad hoc relationship is probably just stirring up trouble. I think sooner or later somebody's not going to want to play ball with that. So I think that's going to be the interesting shape of things if the parliamentary election pans out as we think it will.
It's a pretty interesting, really historical moment for French democracy. Do you think the bruising experience of the electoral campaign for the established political parties has gone so far as to change the way they are going to operate going forward? Do you think it's possible to say that at an individual level, politicians who are used to doing things a certain way are genuinely thinking perhaps, well, you know, we've got to do things a bit differently, or we'll just be faced with a similar type of situation next time around?
I think that's very true for the Socialists and for the Republicans. Certainly the Socialists with Benoît Hamon languishing in fifth place in the presidential election and polls not looking great for them at parliamentary level either. Slightly better, but still not great. I think they really need to look at what they're doing and see if they can provide a credible alternative to this aggressively centrist former economy minister in the socialist government that Macron has. There's no real signs that they're doing it. Maybe Macron himself is the start of the resurrection of the European centre-left in a way that the socialists would have wanted themselves to be. Who knows? The Republicans also, I mean, don't forget that they were in pole position to win this election as little as 6 months ago, before they picked François Fillon, who subsequently had scandal day by day surrounding him. And I think they're going to want to say, well, business as usual. In the past in France would have seen a candidate with Fillon's profile fighting off quite a few questions, but probably not pushed down the race to the extent that he was. Maybe it's now a new France and the Republicans have to concentrate a bit harder on picking somebody squeaky clean next time.
And what about the National Front? People have been talking for a long time about an anti-globalisation surge across Europe, but with this result, it is the best result for the Front National, but is it also the high tide?
Yeah, it's the thing with populism and far-right movements. We tend to always speak in metaphors about them, and high tide's very much one of them. I think if we're going to stick with that, then we probably have gone slightly past the high tide that we were looking at towards the end of last year, maybe. You know, we saw Wilders' campaign become something of a damn squib in the Netherlands. Le Pen in France as well. The other metaphor I use for it is one of a ceiling. Le Pen's consistently pushed up the ceiling of possible vote that the Front National will get, but he's never smashed through it and really looked like entering the mainstream. This time there was a lot of talk that she was going to, and she didn't. So while there's a lot of talk of Le Pen's just building a position for 2022, I'm not really sure that's the case. I think something else may well come along, even if Macron doesn't perform stunningly in his first term of office and struggles to win re-election. So I don't necessarily go with this, if not now, then in 5 years' time, I do.
All right, I think we'll leave it there. David Lee, Senior Europe Analyst at Control Risks, thanks very much. And of course, we'll be keeping a keen eye on the parliamentary elections in France and bringing you up to date with the outcome of that. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.